cutie.
We made eye contact. Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places to find true love in this world. One is behind the bamboo pile inside the koala exhibit at the zoo.
Oh.
At least you could say that's where you got the gonorrhea from. The other is on the pages Craigslist.org. We scour that website every week to find the best that Miss Connections has to offer.
Yes.
Like this first one titled Strange Meetup, Man for Woman 39, Lower East Side.
Okay.
It says you, blonde, curvy, sparkly yoga pants, maybe mid-30s, holding two big bags of groceries next to a blue Lexus. When you saw me, you got a big smile and asked if I could help you out. Normally, I would tell anyone else to get lost, but you seem like a hot mom slash damsel in distress type.
Okay, so you only help out people that you want to, like, do.
Yeah. So I said, sure, hoping there'd be a sweet reward at the end of the rainbow. Yeah.
Wait,
wink.
Dang, bro, you think she's going to, like, jump your bones?
Yeah,
like,
that's how it works. You open a door for a lady, and all of a sudden she wants to get in your pants.
Oh, you're naked.
Yeah.
But that's when things got weird.
Uh-oh.
You asked me if I could open the door for you because your hands were full, but unfortunately, it was locked. And suddenly you barked at me to figure it out.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Is that a one-night stand? You guys are in a relationship already.
I didn't know what to say, and then you yelled loudly saying, I can't hold these groceries forever.
Where are the keys at this point?
You asked for help, and now you're being impatient?
A few minutes later, after trying almost everything, I found myself on top of the car attempting to pry open the sunroof for you while you screamed at me like a drill sergeant.
Best solution.
I don't know, but I feel like he's robbing a car for her. He's stealing one right now.
Right. Wait a minute.
That didn't work, so you demanded I use the brick next to the road.
No.
Yeah, see, that's
on.
Not your own car. You're going to do that. Mark
is right.
I remember saying, you want me to break into your car?
Yeah.
And all you did was mock me by repeating it back saying, you want me to break into your car? Yes, dummy, that's what I said.
I see why he doesn't help people.
It's a Lexus, too. It's a nice car. Yeah. Why would she want to break the window?
As soon as I threw the brick at the back window, I knew it was a mistake.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's when.
Glass went everywhere, and you shoved me out of the way so you could grab a laptop and some kids' toys.
Actually groceries in the bag, or were they all the goods from the other cars?
Or they're stolen groceries.
Yeah.
I heard police sirens in the distance and stood there for a second watching you sprint the other way. I guess after all that, I just have two questions for you. One, if we hang out again, can you wear those yoga pants?
Oh. Okay.
And two, was that even your car?
You're not
now questioning it.
That's signed Paul.
It doesn't sound like a deal breaker, though.
This next misconnection is titled, You Unstuck Me, and I Thank You, Man for Man, 33. Huh?
Good.
Says, I met you last week at one of the most vulnerable moments of my entire life.
Oh, no.
You were the emergency plumber I called when I got my ponytail stuck in the garbage disposal.
Stop!
Oh, how do you...
That is a nightmare I never even thought of.
Me neither. That sounds so
scary. It's like, how would you get in that position?
I remember you asked me, how the hell did this happen?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I replied coyly saying, do you really want to know?
What?
How is that sexual at all?
Yeah, he wasn't hitting on you.
You then gave me three options. Yank, grind, or cut.
Go with cut.
Yank.
I made a joke saying, how about all three at the same time, big boy?
I don't think you want the cut option.
Yeah, well,
ever.
That's really kinky.
Yeah.
After some fancy finger work, you set me and my unicorn hair free.
Oh.
Yay.
I told you I was so grateful I could kiss you.
And
very
you replied saying you get paid by the hour.
Yeah, okay.
And kisses are not included.
Ma'am, sorry.
After you refused my advances, you left me with a broken heart and an invoice that was probably higher than it should have been. But
he overcharged her.
He's a plumber. Isn't that what they do?
You know what? It was worth it.
Oh, really?
And I have your number for when the next clog comes up.
Okay.
Oops. Yep. That one's not in my kitchen sink.
Oh,
ew. Okay.
Don't call it a clog. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Ew.
That's signed by Skipper.
Oh, Skipper.
Skipper. Did not see that name coming.
No.
His next misconnection is titled, I saw you crying outside the 7-Eleven. Woman for Man, 28.
Aww.
She says, I walked into 7-Eleven earlier today to get myself some Four Loko and a handful of beef churros.
Ew and ew. I don't know. She sounds like a party alert.
I dig her, yeah.
I don't know what beef churros are.
No, but
salty and sweet.
Not surprised that 7-Eleven sells them.
Yeah, I know.
She goes on. On my way back to the car, I noticed you sitting on the sidewalk, head in your hands.
Aww.
So I asked if you were okay.
Aww.
You whimpered, no.
Wait, Jeffrey, could this be you? Are you even like hanging outside the 7-Eleven and talking to people through their troubles?
It's the Shell gas station, so it's close, but no.
Oh, not the same.
But he also does cry a lot.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm saying.
I asked if you needed gas money or maybe a microwave burrito.
Oh.
Again, you blubbered, no.
Oh, it must be a bad
money.
Yeah, it's a bad problem if those things can't fix it.
Yeah.
Eventually, you told me what your deal was. You were visibly upset because the movie The Conjuring 3 you got from the Redbox had a scratch in it, and you never got to see the ending.
I hate that that's happened to me before.
It's interesting that he went back to the 7-Eleven to cry there.
Yeah. Maybe he was crying the whole time, Jeffrey.
Probably.
She continues, I consoled you with a gentle hug as we talked about it for a few minutes. And to my surprise, your sadness quickly turned to rage when I told you how the movie ended.
Sorry,
I'd actually seen it a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And then you stormed off, and I felt terrible for ruining it. But I believe things happen for a reason. And I guess someone or some higher power never wanted you to see the end of that film.
Oh, I don't think so.
If you see this, please respond. I still have your wallet.
What?
I took it accidentally when we were hugging.
Accidentally.
Ouch.
Sorry.
That's your Craigslist misconnections. Got your phone tab coming up right after this.